Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 3rd of September, The Polarization of Judas. Judas's reservations and offences concerning the words and actions of Jesus were the indication that he was becoming a betrayer. The antecedents of betrayal were apparent in his response to the anointing of Jesus by Mary and the wife of Simon the leper. Judas was contrary when Mary anointed Christ's feet with very costly oil of spikenard. He was then indignant when Simon the leper's wife anointed Christ's head with oil of spikenard for his burial, criticizing her sharply. Mark recorded that following this incident, Judas went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. Luke recorded that at this time Satan entered Judas. We could say that he was now oppressed by Satan. This was distinct from the next step of polarization that happened to Judas at the last Passover meal. John recounted that at this meal, after Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he dipped the bread into the sop and gave it to Judas. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. When Satan entered Judas at this time, Judas was now possessed by Satan. He was no longer in the confusion of his infirmity. He was a murderer who was set on Christ's destruction. He belonged to Satan, who was a murderer from the beginning. The progressive polarization of Judas by the ministry of the word reflected the process of polarization described by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah. We note that Judas's unbelief, number one, progressed to offense, number two, then betrayal, number three, oppression, number four, and possession, number five. Warning those who refused to receive the word with repentance and faith, Isaiah declared, "But the word of the Lord was to them precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and caught." The references used in today's devotions are Mark chapter 14 verses 3 to 5, Mark chapter 14 verse 10, Luke chapter 22 verse 3, John chapter 13 verse 27, John chapter 8 verse 44, and Isaiah chapter 28 verse 13. For further study, Isaiah chapter 28.